big win for the Packers yesterday. They improved to 6-0. To join us on the K-Lines from CheeseheadTV.com, Brian Caravu. And Brian, the first guest we had on the program today was Kevin Sorbo, Hercules. So you're following Hercules today.
I'm not sure I can live up to that, although I'll try.
Well, you're sort of a modern-day Wisconsin-type Hercules, I would say. That's often how I refer to you, so this works out very good. Brian Caravu from CheeseheadTV.com. And Brian, one of the things that I noticed when writing like a blog, for instance, spare time, still keep up on a blog called The Bucky Channel. I find, though, that it's a lot easier to write about and talk about your team when they're struggling, when they're losing. When you're dominating teams the way that the Packers are, 6-0 now, you almost run out of things to say.
Yeah, nobody has anything to complain about right now. The Packers are actually the last undefeated team in the NFL. The Detroit Lions lost yesterday, so just about everything is going right in the world of the Green Bay Packers, at least as it shows on the scoreboard. If we want to nitpick, we can talk about an offense that didn't score in the second half or a defense that gave up over 400 yards to the Rams.
I don't know. I mean, we can if we want, but they're 6-0. Wisconsin's having a rough enough day as it is already. But I think, is that something, though, that you really do want to nitpick with the offense? Because on one hand, they really only played one solid quarter. And you look at the second half, no scoring was done. Could the Packers have maybe been dialing back a little bit, maybe saying, all right, we got this one in check, let's just kind of go vanilla here? Or do you think that they really just sputtered towards the end of the game?
Probably a combination of the two. They seemed a little lifeless in the second half as far as the offense goes. But, that being said, they had the game in the bag. I mean, it's 24-3 at halftime, and, you know, that's the same score that the final was when the final seconds ticked off the clock. But, the Packers, they had the game in the bag, and perhaps you could argue they gave the dagger, as Wayne Larrabee would say, in the second half.
Yeah, they really did shut the Rams down for the most part. Rams were able to move the ball a little bit. The defense came through with some turnovers. Of course, Sam Shields learned the hard way to just kneel it down in the end zone. And the Packers were the beneficiaries of a missed field goal by Josh Brown as well. So the Rams were able to move a little bit on the Packers. But at the end of the day, a 24-3 win's pretty convincing no matter who you're playing.
Exactly. The only thing that matters is what happens on the scoreboard, even though the Packers, the defense, the amount of yards they give up is rather high. And, you know, it's kind of a trend. It's been that way all year long. They give up a lot of yards, but they seem to stiffen up at the right time. They when it's third down or when the opponent is in the red zone, they manage to keep them off the board to a fairly large extent. And, that's what matters, and they're getting the job done.
Looking ahead, the NFC, kind of, I would think the AFC is the stronger conference at this point this year. Looking ahead at the Packers' schedule, you have the Lions on there twice. The Raiders have been playing well. Tampa Bay, San Diego's on there. You don't see the teams like Dallas or the teams like the impressive San Francisco 49ers yesterday, or really any of those teams from the NFC East besides the Giants. You don't see too many really on paper tough challenges. How do you expect the Packers to finish in these next 10 games?
The Packers are going to have one of the best records in the NFL. It really comes down to how they fare against the Detroit Lions, I think. Arguably the toughest remaining opponent on the schedule. So, the Packers are going to be right up there with among the top teams when it comes down to the end. And they're going to be in the running for a bye in the playoffs.
It's just incredible to be able to turn on a game or head up to Lambeau and watch the Packers and really not have to worry about the outcome for the most part. They are playing some outstanding football, even on days when they're a little less than outstanding. They're still getting the job done. You can use words like awesome because that's the exact way that the Rams general manager describes the Packers. And simply, for lack of a better word, yeah, I think you would describe the Packers as awesome right now. They just look very good. On the other end of the token, you have the Minnesota Vikings, the Packers' next opponent. Did you catch much of that game last night, Brian? It wasn't really a game between the Vikings and the Bears.
I saw a little bit of it as I was flipping back and forth between the Brewer game and the Sunday night football game. But, yeah, the Packers have the Vikings coming up here, last game before the bye. So then they get a week off after they face the Vikings. And head coach Mike McCarthy in his press conference last night after the game, or yesterday afternoon, said it himself. The Packers have an opportunity to go 7-0 before the break, and that's the team's goal. So even the head coach is talking about going 7-0 right now, which is I don't know what to make of that, if that's overconfidence or just, you know, that's the goal they want, and that's the way they should be looking at it.
I know a lot of people are sad right now today, and I've dwelled on it a lot this morning, but remember, Wisconsin fans, it's a good time to be a Wisconsin sports fan right now, especially a Packer fan, the only remaining undefeated team left in the NFL. Brian, I like talking to you. I'm glad that we don't have to harp on all the negatives, you know, as the Packers keep winning. So far, so good in Packerland. Nice talking to you again this morning. You can check out more of Brian's work at CheeseheadTV.com, and we'll talk to you on Friday, anticipating a big rivalry against the Vikings.
Sounds good. Talk to you then.